Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
So the other day we had like this camera crew in here and like a tripod and professional cameras and they're taking pictures and video of us. Mm-hmm. We felt very special.
We did.
We're all cleaned up, looking nice.
It was picture day.
It was picture day.
Yes.
They're using video for something. I don't know if it's over at Ball Arena or something goofy, but yeah, we look pretty good. We as in Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Good morning, everybody. And Katie was all done up. You had a little sundress on or whatever that was. A little jean jacket.
Yeah, heels even.
Heels, you guys.
I was wearing heels, my Minnie Mouse shoes.
She did an entire radio show in heels that day.
No, they were little kitten heels, but still, they were heels nonetheless. And so I thought I was looking pretty fly.
Yeah, you look
I
good.
Liked it. I liked
you
it a lot. And when I go to that much trouble, because I even went and I got a tan, I did my hair, I don't want to just go home after the show. I feel like I've put this much work in. I have to go show this
funniest
off.
Funniest thing.
What do you mean? I feel like everybody does this.
No, like after the show, Katie looked at me. She's like, I don't really have, I'm just going to go home. I don't have anything to do, but I'm all dressed up. She's like, do you ever just, on days when you're all dressed up, just go out and wander around so people
don't
can
you
see how fabulous
yes,
I look?
You
I was
don't.
Like, yeah, you know, no. I usually go home and put up my softy pants and a t-shirt on and go on with my day. But, you know, it takes more work for the ladies.
It does.
Obviously.
It does. And it immediately.
So what did you do?
I was like, I have to at least go have one lap around the grocery store looking like this. Oh, like, come on.
Did you
and
buy
I
anything
did,
at least?
I did. Okay. I went and bought a couple things just to make it seem worth like it? I needed to go there.
You went and wandered around a grocery store just because you looked sexy in your heels?
Shout out to Safeway, because I do love wandering around that Safeway by my house. But yeah, I was dressed up and I was just, you know, for me, it's more that when I see like the most handsomest guy I've ever came across in my life, I always end up looking like I just rolled out of bed. So I was like, I'm going to take the initiative. I'm going to be in control of this situation. And if I just so happen to stumble upon Mr. Right,
yeah,
look at me looking all fly, right?
That's
how I was kind of justifying it in my brain. But
so did you, all you came across was a bunch of Quasimodo dudes?
You know that's how it worked. You know that it was like senior shopping day out at the local supermarket.
It was
so
the guy from Goonies, the
I know.
Sloth.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, pretty
hey,
lady.
You guys.
Jean jacket.
No, I was so like underwhelmed with the amount of cute people that I saw, but that's fine. That's fine. I was still feeling myself. But while I was there, I was like, I could at least make a TikTok, you know?
Oh,
I could at
no.
least make a TikTok
Did
about
you?
How when you are dressed up, don't you want to just go show off how you feel to everybody else? So I set up my phone. I put it on a shelf in the grocery store, and I leaned it up against, like, one of the kitchen cleaners right there in the cleaning aisle, and I did a little dance down aisle 7. Front and back.
Like twirly, I did. Twirling.
Hey, I had like a little stuffed
a
animal.
Woman.
I was
Stop
hanging
this.
I'm
Stop
making
the insanity.
TikTok. What do you mean? I'm
and
making
why would
TikTok.
You pick the cleaning aisle of all aisles?
Because I'm so fresh and so clean.
No.
Is that what
no.
you thought?
You do that like on the cereal aisle?
No.
Or maybe the pasta aisle?
No.
The cleaning
or
aisle?
Chicken.
Sparkled. No. That was it for
yuck.
Me. I clean up nice. Like, no, for real. That's
Who wants
I
to clean up this booty?
Scrubbity scrub.
Scrubbing bubbles that
no,
butt.
But I was so just, I would have felt really good about myself. And not only that,
Can I
but
see
like,
the video of you dancing?
Yes, absolutely. I will show you the video.
No. Up in their security area.
Oh,
they're watching
yeah.
that. We got a crazy lady on a cleaning aisle dancing yeah. around in a jean jacket and some slutty heels.
You know, she's singing Outkast, So Fresh and So Clean, huh? Like, that's what she's doing right now.
You're a grown-up. Stop
yeah.
this. You're
with
not a 20-year-old girl on TikTok
I
anymore.
Am a grown-up with a lot of time on her hands. And this is how I feel that time,
I'm
Jeremy. You know,
you.
I wasn't. What I wasn't doing was
what?
Sitting on my couch just I to becoming
know.
One with it. So I was doing something.
Almost worse.
No, it's not. What do you mean? I just.
So I went to the grocery store and I made dance videos of the cleaning aisle looking for a sexy man.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds silly.
Where did you get the stuffed animal you were dancing with as well?
From aisle 4.
Like, did you duh. Put it back?
No,
it like
I bought
a Valentine
it.
Or
that's
not,
what
like
I
an
bought.
Easter stuffed animal?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what I bought. It's for the baby Nana.
How many likes did you get?
I haven't made it yet. So I'm gonna make it. Haven't posted it. I was just gathering the footage to do so.
B-roll of you dancing.
Exactly, the B-roll. So I'm just going through it.
I'm
going
to tell you right now, as a friend.
What?
Don't.
Oh, I'm going to. What do you mean?
Don't post
that. I'm totally going to post it.
I don't think you should post that.
Why? You haven't even seen it yet. Like, you don't know what it is. It could be
awesome. We're roughly the same age, so we'd probably be in the same dating pool if I was out there in the game. And if I saw that...
That would be a red flag for you.
Hard pass.
It would be like, oh, this girl.
Why is crazy lady dancing?
Dancing. Because she's loving life.
That would be a hard pass for me. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't look at somebody dancing in the grocery store like, wow, she is just like grasping on to things that
I don't
make her happy.
Would.
Like, look at her enjoying life.
No, I would be like, this is a cry for help.
This is
a very sad situation.
I'm smiling.
That you have no friends.
I'd be like, she's trying to act younger.
Nobody with you, and you're dancing in a grocery store. Yeah. Listen, I'm telling you, this is a friend. Don't post it.
I might post it though. Come on.
And okay, let's be honest.
What about
though?
This?
What?
I'll make it. I'll show it to you. I'll run it by you before I post it. How about that? Yeah.
Shut up, D on the text line.
What?
He's just jealous because he has a bad haircut. Yeah, I know it's a bad haircut, D.
See? People want
to
see my video. Look
at
people were texting in. They want to see the video.
And I'll tell you right now.
Yes!
I mean, if we're being honest, if I was out there on the dating scene, I'd be going for 20 years younger anyway.
Oh,
so.
Shut up, Jeremy. No.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be on my algorithm. Sorry. D wrote in and said, Katie, don't listen to Jeremy. He's dimming your sparkle.
Yeah.
No, I'm saving you embarrassment. I'm being the voice of reason right now. I'm the angel on your shoulder. If you're trying to pick up a man, don't do this. Don't be crazy lady dancing in the grocery store.
You don't look at it as someone who's having so much fun enjoying life that you just want to be a
part of
her world. Mm-mm. Like, you just want to be in her orbit because she's that happy?
No,
that's
not
it for you?
It would be unsettling. It'd be like, where's her friends? Why is this a cry for help?
Is that what you would think too, Josh?
Well, do you know what, I mean, you just look a little silly. I mean, I'll just be honest.
Here's Lola. Lola called in. Hi, Lola.
Hi.
Hi, what do you want to say about this?
Well, first of all, I want to say I love you all. I love Jerry Morning.
Well, thank you.
You're great.
But all Jeremy's a jerk.
Listen, Jared, stop taking away her shine.
Yeah.
I don't take away anybody's shine or sparkle.
Lola.
I'm saving her, Lola.
No, listen, just one second. First of all, I've worked in a lot of grocery stores, a lot of them. And if I saw someone dancing, I'm like, okay, they're having a good time. You know what? As long as you're buying a few things, that's fine.
Yeah.
Is that the criteria? You got to walk out with some kiwis and some tomatoes or something, but you can dance all you want.
Not necessarily. You can go in there and dance.
A lot of people dance in the grocery store then?
You know what? Not enough.
Okay.
So that's a no.
So no.
So
that's
a
no, Katie, because everyone else in there is normal and not crazy.
I used to dance in my driveway with my headset on and my husband didn't want me singing in the house. So, you know, I had to do it someplace else.
Well, that's different. You had your headset on and music and you were dancing and you were at home. You were not in like a public setting.
I have danced in the grocery stores.
Thank you, Lola. And they had that great music.
I will say.
Put it everywhere. TikTok, Facebook. I think it should be all over.
Yes, I'm gonna. Thank you, Lola.
We want to see you. We want to see you're happy. You're dressed up. You've had it. Yeah, it's more than picture day and mixed 100.
We should put a dollar on. Lola, we should bet like how many likes she gets. I bet you it's under 10.
That's sad. No.
You went through all this work.
That's actually irrelevant. As long as she's enjoying herself, enjoying life, and not her. That's what it's all about.
Respectfully, you don't work with Katie, and I will tell you, it is all about the likes and views.
No.
Oh, you look me in the eye. I only got six likes on this one.
No.
Lies. Lola, you don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff. You just don't know.
I don't, but it's okay, Katie.
This is fine.
I want to hang out with her.
Oh,
you guys go
hang
out.
With you, Lola.
You guys can hang out on the bread aisle at Safeway.
I know. That sounds really good. I'll actually meet you by the pastries, though. We're being realistic, right?
Meet me by the
That's
pastries.
That's where you'll find me.
Well, we got to move on, but it was so very kind of you to call in this morning. And I know deep down you still love me.
Yeah,
that says it all. That says it all. Lola, thank you for calling. Thanks for hanging out with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.